From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Friday's massacre in Paris, even as the search continues for more terrorists. French authorities race to identify the perpetrators of what President François Hollande called an act of war against his country. At least 129 people were killed in the attacks, and more than 350 people were wounded. But reporter Lisa Bryant said the mood Saturday was one of determination and defiance.
I think the two words that I would describe to sum up this response would be solidarity and sort of a certain defiance. We're going to live life the way we usually live it. We're going to carry on. But there's also a big solidarity in the sense that, you know, I saw people lining up to donate blood. People were coming to the spots of where the attacks took place and laying down wreaths. I saw a man with his child, putting a candle and lighting it on the statue, below the statue of Marianne in the Place de la République. And most of us remember that that's where you saw huge protests against terrorism in January after the first set of attacks in Paris.
Reporter Lisa Bryant. Americans have joined the global chorus condemning the terrorist attacks in Paris, offering condolences to the victims and their families, and expressing solidarity with the French people. Lawmakers, presidential candidates, Muslim groups, and ordinary citizens were speaking out against extremism and terrorism. One American, Nohemi Gonzalez, was killed in the attacks. She was a student from California State University in Long Beach who was studying design in France. This